Our next guest on Club Respect Global Resistance is a senior lecturer in sport management at Portsmouth University. He's a published author, leading academic, and frontline social media warrior against the abuse of match officials. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Tom Webb.
No worries. Thanks very much for the invitation.
And how did you arrive at this issue as one of your life missions?
Well, I guess I've been researching and working with sports officials for a number of years now, probably nearly 20 years, not far off. And over that period of time, we've sort of dipped into the abuse of officials a number of years ago. So as part of my master's dissertation, we looked at the training and development of referees in football. And this was back in 2004, 2005. And one of the things that struck us from that research was the issues and the challenges that they face. And one of those challenges was the amount of abuse that they encountered within their role. And so over time, we then looked at it again. The Respect Programme came into English football in 2008, and we looked at the impact of that programme. We looked at whether it had been successful at different levels of the sport and what the perception of that programme was. And we found, I think it's fair to say, a mixed reaction. At youth football, I think people were slightly more enamoured with what had happened with the programme. I think as the programme was initiated in adult football, it wasn't as well received. But we were still seeing this level of abuse, and it wasn't declining. And you know, because I've worked with officials across sports for a number of years and researched into this body of people, if you like, I was seeing and party to a number of accounts and recollections of the severity of abuse and physical abuse and things like that. And, you know, it just struck me that why is this acceptable? You know, why is it acceptable for these people to go about their job, their role, their essential role within sport, and for this to be happening to them, and why is that okay? And it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be just an accepted part of any sport. So it sort of came from there. And, you know, the research sort of gave me a first-hand view, if you like, into what's going on and sort of the challenges that people are facing across sports and around the world as well.